Not that people who live within the Beltway don't recognize the issues. You know, if you ask what's most important, both people here and people outside the Beltway say the economy and jobs. But really, the disconnect is we haven't felt the effects that other people have. You know, the Washington area is very insulated from the effects of the economy because of the federal government and all the jobs it provides, and not only that, but the trickle down to, you know, people who work in public policy and media and all the rest. So yeah, it shows that there are very there are very much two realities in this country, those who live in this Washington area and people who are exposed to other stuff.
And of course, those of us who have thankfully jobs, we're all knocking on wood, saying thank goodness it's working out okay. But it was can imagine in your story, you talked to the mayor of Flint, Michigan, who says, you know, we're dealing with horrible times. It is such a stark contrast, isn't it?
It absolutely is. I think it's one of these things where it's just hard. You're here and you're seeing, you know, images on television, if you're talking to people on the phone, it's just not the same as living it. And that's not to say that Washington is, you know, this very glamorous and very wealthy place. What it is, though, is just consistent. Housing prices have remained, for the most part, the same. There hasn't been a huge unemployment drop. And so, you know, the fact that the policymakers and everyone else here does not feel the same effects that other folks do, I think it's cause for concern if you live outside the Beltway.
And part of this is also demonstrating itself in real policy issues, things like your poll, people saying, are we on the right track, wrong track? There's a chasm between the inside the Beltway and the outside the Beltway.
That's right. I think in general, you know, what you see is there's usually a lag between economic indicators and how people feel about the economy. Well, here in Washington, it seems that people actually feel better about the economy before it is there because they know what's in place and they're, you know, a part of what's being implemented. And outside of the Beltway, people, for the most part, haven't seen the effects, or say they haven't seen the effects of the stimulus and other stuff. And so here, you know, we can talk about health care and stimulus and how all that's going to affect the economy. And I think, you know, it has pushed people into the perception that things are happening. And then if you're outside the Beltway and you're watching the unemployment number stay stagnant and all these other things, there's this perception that things aren't improving or even getting worse.
One of the more interesting stats, and I was digging through the numbers last night, but 65% of the general population says Social Security, very important. Inside the Beltway, among Washingtonians, only 41%. Those kinds of things where it's like we're living in different worlds.
You're right, there's that. And then the other things, too, that are really striking is family values and immigration. Those two issues are huge. Outside the Beltway, not so much within Washington, D.C. So, yeah, you're right. I think on the big things, people see eye to eye. You know, those folks who live here can recognize that the economy is a big issue. But then you move to other stuff, things that have social implications, things of national security, and it's just two vastly different views.
The other one was, of course, on the Tea Party movement. Again, very, very different outlooks.
That's right. I mean, people here have a more hardened look on this. They think it's a passing fad, that it's not going to have a long-lasting effect on this election or any other. You know, people outside Washington look at this and say, you know, they're very upset with both parties, don't really believe that either party, and you see this in other polls, don't believe that either party can deliver. And so, you know, they look at the Tea Party movement and say, you know, we may not agree with everything, but there's some energy there. And a number of them actually say they believe this could be a viable third party.
Any areas where we agree? Are there things that we're on the same page on?
I mean, the things that are on the same page on, you know, again, is just what we mostly agree on, what's most important. I think everyone agrees that the economy and job situation needs to improve. But then when you just go back and look at how things have affected each other's lives, how we perceive, you know, social and other stuff, that's where we're really different.
There was people generally, the oil spill, paying a lot of attention to it. More here in Washington, which surprised me a little bit, but still it's on people's radar.
It absolutely is. But again, when we talk about different priorities, look at how people view drilling. People in Washington are much more hesitant to continue with offshore drilling following the oil spill. People, especially folks who live along the Gulf Coast, much more in favor of offshore drilling. So that's another interesting issue where kind of Washington's idea of what a policy prescription should be is divergent from the rest of the country.
I didn't see a question in the poll, but we've seen all these stories comparing the private sector pay versus public sector pay, and specifically around feds. And at least if I'm to extrapolate from what I see, part of the reason why people are so angry at Washington is they see, A, we have jobs, they're fairly well paid, all those kinds of things. things, and this pay issue also seems to play a role in it.
Yeah, it certainly does play a role. You know, a lot of times where people have been asked to cut back, a lot of companies, even in healthy conditions, people have had to take pay cuts and the rest of it. That hasn't been the case here for the most part.
Yeah, people not getting contributions to their 401k, and yet TSP still, people, they're still a match.
Yeah, exactly. If you're on a government pension plan, you're still on track. Other people are not so as much. And, you know, you might have taken a hit on anything you have in the market, but you're very, you know, it's the idea we keep getting back to. It's this kind of insulation you have here and the safety that you have here. And if your job is connected to the federal government, that people, who the federal government serves do not feel.
Were there any things in there as you were digging through the numbers? And it's fascinating to read, and we'll link it up on federalnewsradio.com. Anything in there that particularly surprised you that you just go, oh, wow, I never would have guessed?
I mean, I think the most surprising thing really is the Tea Party. I mean, no one here seems to think that it is like a legitimate political organization. And not that they don't agree with the ideas or anything else. Just I think folks here are accustomed to how politics institutionally works. People who are outside of that game don't, you know, really care or anything else. They just want something. They just want some new energy. And so that was the most striking thing to me.
And Obama much more popular, the president much more popular here in D.C. than he is in national numbers. Even the prospective 2012 candidates, can't believe we're talking about that already, but even the 2012 candidates, a very different perspective on who's the front runners.
Yeah. I think the one point of caution here on this, when you're looking at that question is, you know, Washington is a company town. Right now, Democrats run the town. And so, you know, a lot of people are very invested in having the president reelected. But he runs a lot farther ahead of his potential Republican rivals here in D.C. than he does among the general populace.